Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business celebrities. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
William James said, if you care enough for a result, you will certainly attain it. That's our Playmaker Talk Show theme today. Results. Welcome. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is the president and CEO of a technology firm, while our second Playmaker is the CEO of a healthcare company. With us today is the president and CEO of a company that has an app that audibly announces your incoming text, while our other Playmaker is the CEO of a company that has more than 8 million members and handles an average of 60,000 client customer service calls a month. These great Playmakers are Greg Smith. Greg is the president and CEO of AccuData Technologies. And Barbara Williams. Barbara is the CEO of Carrington International. And we're going to begin today's show with Barbara. As CEO of Carrington International Corporation since 2000, Barbara Williams oversees one of the largest non-insured direct pay model healthcare product aggregators and administrators in the nation. During her 25-year career at Carrington, she's helped the company build a stellar reputation as an innovator. Carrington is a premier marketer of dental, medical, health, and lifestyle discount plans. Since 1979, Carrington has helped over 9 million members save on dental and other health-related costs. Barbara and her team have expanded the same successful business model to the United Kingdom under their affiliate company, Monroe Sutton, LLC. The Healthy Discounts brand by Monroe Sutton incorporates the successful healthcare solutions developed by Carrington under Barbara's leadership in order to provide access to savings on private dental and optical care throughout the UK. Barbara, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
We're excited to have you and talking about medical, especially with everything we've been hearing the last couple of months because of Obamacare. But you've done a lot for and with Carrington your 25 years. How did you get started?
Well, it's a great story. Just started in entry-level sales. And I started in 1988 before email, before Twitter, before Facebook, really before cell phone use. Walked through malls and cold called back when you could, stopped into stores, entry-level sales, selling the dental plan. Our company started in Irving, Texas. We had three wholly owned dental clinics. Our chairman was a practicing dentist, and we saw the way the dental industry was going. And back in those times, you had a managed care model, which was a capitated DHMO model. And we started with three clinics and the city of Irving, Irving School District, were our customers just in the local area, and they could visit their offices and receive discounts on dental services. We had pre-negotiated schedules with the dentist that they would sign. The members would simply get an ID card, come in, receive their treatment, pay directly at the time of service, and that was it. No claim forms, no insurance, no paperwork, no red tape. It became very popular, and as we grew throughout the state, I helped move that growth through different cities by literally walking into offices and hair salons and just door to door practically. It was good old fashioned hard work. A lot harder, I would say. Now I'm one of those CEOs that says, back in the day, we didn't have the easy communication electronically, and we had to pick up the phone and walk around. But at the time, dental care, as it is now, is the second most requested product behind healthcare and very necessary to your overall health. So still finding ways to afford dental services and care for your family remains as important as it was back then. But I started out in entry-level sales and worked my way through to where I am now. So it was a great opportunity.
You made me think of a couple things you were talking about that. One, the fact that you cold called as much as you did. I work with salespeople to help them develop an ability to get leads and get prospects. And I tell them that if nothing else, if you start knocking on doors, you'll meet a lot of people. And look where this has taken you all the way from 1988 till today. And now you're the CEO of Carrington. And by the way, for those listening, it's Carrington.com. And Carrington is C-A-R-E. And I wonder why. I-N-G-T-O-M. And speaking of that Carrington, there is a quotation, I believe, I receive from you. It says, our people make the difference. They give 100% every day to exceed our customers' expectations. That's the Carrington way of doing business. Now, I'm sure this has been going on a long time. You have a lot of influence. So it seems like customer service is a big part of what you do for your employees and for your patients and customers.
Yes, both sides are extremely important. I think on the client side, we have many distribution channels through traditional insurance brokers, direct to consumer. They can enroll online in our programs and save money on their dental and optical services. We work through we have government entities, Fortune 500 companies, banking, financial institutions. So on the client side, if someone were to ask me, what is the single most the single central reason Carrington's successful, I would say it's relationships. If you sit across from the table from someone and you tell them you're going to do something and you live up to it year after year, not only do they stay with you, but they will ask you for other services because they're comfortable that trust is built. And we enjoy their partnership. So as we grow and we're growing internationally, we're not a huge public company. We're a privately held company. And so we operate a little bit differently. We operate at times quickly. We can make decisions quickly. We're nimble. And I think our customers like that. And then, you know, we're regulated, but not to the point that it's suffocating. So I feel like we have been able to develop relationships. We've had customers for 10, 15 years, and they will often ask us for referrals in a space that's not our own just because that trust has been built. So I would say relationships and making sure you live up to what you've promised. As far as our members go, yes, we take time with them. We make sure that when there's a phone call, they're a priority. They don't wait for a long time on hold. All of our employees are housed in one building, which is in Frisco, Texas. We don't outsource. We don't send the calls somewhere else. And I think that connectivity is really very special, and it comes through. They enjoy working for our company. I think they would say that if they were here. I hope they would. We definitely try to create an atmosphere it's tough when you grow. You hit that tipping point. I'm a huge Gladwell book reader, Malcolm Gladwell, and I think you hit the tipping point where it's tough to maintain that smallish family company, but we're doing the best we can. I think we've accomplished that through a lot of communication. We've had employees with tough family challenges, and we make sure we handle those individually and treat them as a family member. So I think it comes through on the phone. I think it comes through every day when we speak to our customers.
And that's really what sets you apart. It's the relationship and that customer service, because there's not much that you sell that other companies' competitors don't sell to. And something has to make you stand out. But there is one thing I noticed on your website, and I thought was rather interesting in terms of what you do, and that's telemedicine. Tell us what telemedicine is and how you use it with your patients and clients.
As I said earlier, many of our customers, we started out with our flagship, which is the discount dental, the direct pay dental plan, where members have access to the negotiated discounts at participating network dentists. Very affordable program, somewhere between $6 to $7 a month for an individual. Traditional dental is becoming very expensive if you don't have it paid for by your employer. So as we've gone through the years, our dental benefits were extremely popular with customers. We expanded our portfolio with the non-insurance products, and now we have over 120 offerings. And right behind dental and optical and Rx prescription, I would say telemedicine is one of the fastest growing. And the way that works is that you have access to doctors, not a nurse line, but doctors who are licensed in America. And if you have basic issues, that would be you need an antibiotic, or you have a sinus infection, you're traveling, as most of us do travel, or let's say you work for a firm where you're on the road, it's often difficult to get to your primary care physician. They're busy these days with what's going on in America with reform, and it's simply a phone call. They call back very quickly, and they can diagnose what your problem is and write you a script, and then help you really obtain that prescription within a couple of hours. What they don't do is emergency, of course. So they can also advise you, okay, that's something you should go to an emergency room right now, or that's something beyond what I can do. But for basic things, and good examples are sinus infection or a cold or a cough or anything related to that, refills on things, it's working extremely well. The satisfaction rates are very, very high. The callbacks are very quick, and people have just been tremendously happy with it. And I think it helps cut down costs, so employers like it, but it also gets you care. let's say you're a mom in the middle of the night, it's tough to get into an emergency room, and those really should be for emergencies. So we've had a lot of success with it, and oftentimes these are programs that we offer in packages. We call them our wellness packages, and they've been extremely popular. Again, we're not insurance. We're not purporting ourselves to be the solution to the healthcare issues in America, but we do fit into a wonderful niche. You know, I think the toughest thing companies struggle with is it's you can offer programs, but changing behavior is what's really difficult. My feeling is if you handed out gym memberships to everyone, you'd still get a small proportion who would not use them, even if they were free. So how do you change behavior? And that's what our company is helping with, by affordability, through access, through education. So when you hit that curve, how to change the behavior, then wellness happens and improved health happens, and in our case, oral health and visits such as the telemedicine products.
We're going to talk more about the plans that Carrington has and behavior change when we come back. We are speaking with Barbara Williams. She is the CEO of Carrington International, and we're going to talk more about how you can keep your costs down when it comes to healthcare for dental, I guess, vision, and other services too. My name is Steve Klein. More with Barbara Williams when we come back right after this.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41, and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-916-5635. That's 1-800-916-5635. 1-800-916-5635. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We have Lars Staberg, General Manager of Lowry's, the Prime Rib, with us. Lars, what's new at Lowry's?
Steve, we want to invite your listeners to the new patio at Lowry's. Chef Matt has created a special patio menu, and we're serving craft beers, wine, and specialty cocktails.
What if I want a prime rib dinner?
Of course, the full dinner menu is always available. So join us outside for lunch, dinner, or happy hour from 4:30 to 6:30. Mention you heard us on Playmakers, and Chef Matt will send something special to your party.
Sounds great, Lars. See you on the patio at Lowry's, the Prime Rib.
All aboard for the Trains at North Park, presented by Bank of Texas, the most elaborate miniature toy train exhibit this holiday season. See cityscapes with hot air balloons in Albuquerque, the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge in Dallas, and New York City's Union Station. Open daily, the exhibit rolls from November 23rd through January 5th at North Park Center on Level 2. Tickets are just $6 for adults and $3 for children. Proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
KLIF.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back. We are speaking with Barbara Williams. She is a CEO of Carrington International. And Carrington spelled a little bit differently. You can go to their website at Carrington.com, and you'll see all the information on their website as far as different plans, everything else that they have. But let's talk about that a little bit, Barbara. You were mentioned a little bit in the before the break. You have a number of different types of plans for your customers. So it's depending on how much they want to have done, depending how much they want to pay, they can do that. Actually, before the question I had, we were just before the break, we were talking about the telemedicine. Once, if a customer is using one of the plans and telemedicine is in that, is there any cost per time they use it, or is that just part of the plan?
Typically, with telemedicine, we operate in two different ways, and our clients and customers can choose how they offer those to the customer. So in one instance, and I'll explain how our programs work, they're very simple, and that's the beauty of it. Since it's non-insurance, there are no claims to file, typically no deductibles, no waiting periods. They can access the programs immediately. So if you enroll in a program either through online or through your workplace or through an insurance broker or what have you, you receive your ID card and your ID packet and it explains how you use it. So for instance, with telemedicine, there are two ways that it can occur. You may have a small copay, $10 to $15, when you access the doctor's advice, or in some instances, if it's arranged this way, it's absolutely free. So the cost of the programs can range between $6 and $15 per month, depending what's in the program. That's it. It's monthly. We don't have any restrictions. Our customers are free to move in and out of the programs. We feel confident that they like them, so typically they stay in for years. But it's a very simple, easy-to-use program. In telemedicine, there is nothing other than just the copay that you would pay if you were speaking to the doctor. In some cases, none. And then the cost of the monthly program, that's it. With the other programs, it's typically just a cost of the monthly program.
Before we talk about some of those programs that you have, I have insurance. I also have an HSA, so I'm funding that all the time. Are there advantages to my using Carrington International in addition to my insurance?
Yes, it can partner beautifully. We're separate and aside from insurance programs. So the way to think of it is we augment what may not be covered, what may be left out. Perhaps when you hit it, well, I'll take dental for an example. If you reach your deductibles, if you have cosmetics items or orthodontia or implants, items that typically are not covered in an insurance program, you can receive the discounts on that. In optical, you can receive discounts on frames, visits. If you don't have an optical program, we have a wide variety of other products beyond healthcare that include identity theft programs, even veterinary discounts. People love their pets and they're expensive. We have child protective programs where you can register. It's sort of an early Amber Alert, if you will. And that's an interesting product because you can register your child. So if anything were to happen, all of that paperwork's already done and it's a faster way to expedite that process. So we've really reached pretty very broad reach in terms of what we're offering in the non-insured space.
You just got me when you mentioned vet services because I'm a big dog person and that ain't cheap, especially when you have a larger dog. But you have a number of different plans, healthcare discount plans, lifestyle discount plans. Tell us simply how those work and who they're for specifically.
So people can sign up for different programs. We offer the wellness programs, which are going to be healthcare related. That would be dental, optical, telemedicine, discounts at pharmacies. And then we move into other areas, which would be the veterinarian, identity theft discounts, life insurance, typical things like that. For example, in the vet, let's say you signed up for that along with some other services. Again, it's very simple. You enroll online or through your entity and you receive your package and has an ID card. You can call. We'll help you guide through that through the member services department. You visit participating, in this case, if there's a participating veterinarian or if it's a veterinary insurance program, that is an expensive program. So with the animals, you can receive the reoccurring vitamins. They need their heartworm pills. You can have discounts on the reoccurring vitamins and medicines they need as well. So all that's in your initial packet that you receive at home. But again, the member services is there to guide you and help you through these programs. It's just a monthly cost. You're free to join at any time, and you can change programs at any time.
It also seems by using my HSA, my health savings account, that'll stretch it even farther because I'm self-insuring on the low end, but now using your services, it stretches it even farther with the money I have in the account.
Yes, all of these would fall within that category and will help stretch. So you have a typical visit and you receive your explanation of benefits or your submission, what you paid. It'll show you, most often it'll show you what would have been charged, and unless your discount from participating with us, you can take that super bill or that explanation of benefits and turn that into whomever you need for proof of coordination. Yes.
Basically, I know what those benefits are by being a part of your program.
Yes.
You have been with Carrington for 25 years. You started out as a salesperson. Now you're the CEO. For a lot of the people listening, they're entrepreneurs or business people getting in the business. What would you suggest for somebody that wants to be successful or have the success you've had? Is there anything specific you would suggest they do to get to where they want to go?
My best advice is if you're not absolutely certain you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or a famous radio broadcaster.
we'll find one of those later.
You should be open-minded, because sometimes happiness and productivity comes from just working hard. And honestly, when I went to college, I didn't think I would like to work in non-insured dental and non-insured products and programs.
It's not the focus you want to study, right?
I didn't know exactly. So sometimes things come to you and it's what you do for a living that makes you happy, and you're a productive member of society, and it's not you don't know precisely what it will be. Let that unfold. And if you find a group of people and you find a company with the energy that matches yours and you have a passion for helping and you feel every day that you enjoy getting up and seeing progress, then let it unfold. Don't worry. We just had a lot of University of North Texas students come in. We were one of their pilot projects for their business program, and they analyzed our company and gave us advice and did a case study, and it was a terrific experience for us. I think I had 150 of them coming through our offices this week.
That's a lot.
And a lot of the questions were, I'm not sure what I want to do. But they came away not realizing that companies like ours exist. They said it was encouraging and inspiring for them to know that there are a lot of companies that are small to medium size that aren't the name brands. It may not be Google, it may not be Apple, but there are companies like ours that exist, and you can find a terrific career path in those companies by interviewing. And you may not be extremely familiar with the product until you dig in, but be open-minded and don't be so worried if you don't know exactly what your pathway is. And then again, once you're within the company, raise your hand, volunteer, show that you want the job, you want extra duties. And that, I will say right now, especially in a fast-growing company, I'll take the one with the hand raised and the one who asks, and good things will unfold.
They will learn the skills if they have to. One of the quotations I know from Bobby Knight, famous basketball coach, is he said, "I'd rather have a player with 100% desire and 50% ability than the other way around." So you can train those that want to be trained. Barbara, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you so much.
Barbara Williams, she is the CEO of Carrington International, and I suggest you do go to her website, which is carrington.com, and that's spelled Carrington, Carrington.com. Stay with us. We are going to continue with results and how you can get them. Speaking with Greg Smith, he is a president and CEO of AccuData Technologies, and an interesting app if you text. So if you do text, listen to the next segment. I'm Steve Klein. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
KLIF.
Congratulations, KLIF listeners. You are pretty special. 9 out of 10 of you are homeowners. You earn more than most. Plus, you're well-educated. Now, guess what else? You're also an incredible target market for advertising. So, if you listen to KLIF and you own a business, well, you might want to advertise to great folks like you right here. To advertise on KLIF, call Jerry at 972-708-4252. That's 972-708-4252.
Morning and afternoon news programs are designed to give you the big picture, news, headlines, traffic, weather, sports, business, all the basics. But news on KLIF has a lot more to offer. Every morning and afternoon, our news team works to bring you the types of stories you're interested in. Not run-of-the-mill cop shop stuff, but stuff that matters. What's healthcare gonna cost? News that's useful, not just the same old stuff. News and information 570, KLIF.
News and information, KLIF.
The holiday weekend ending with two deadly train derailments. In the Bronx, New York, a commuter train went off the tracks during a curve. Four people were killed and more than 60 injured. Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are on the scene. NTSB's Earl Wehner says multiple factors will be looked at.
The human performance team will be looking at the performance of the train crew and identifying any anomalies therein.
Right now, investigators don't know how fast the train was going when it went through that curve. A freight train derailed near Bayard, New Mexico. The locomotive plunging 40 feet into a ravine. Three crew members were killed, cause undetermined. How it'll finish remains to be seen, but the holiday gift procurement bacchanal is underway. ShopperTrak reporting a 2.3% rise in sales Thursday and Friday. The National Retail Federation says by the time stores close tonight, 141 million people will have done some kind of shopping, up from 139 mil last year. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of eight key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
Where you get your news each morning matters. There are lots of choices. You can have the news spoon-fed to you, or you can get it with a dose of real people. Every weekday morning, Dave Williams and Amy Shadroff, along with the KLIF News and Information in the Morning team, bring you the stories you've said you're interested in. Not just more drive-by shootings and car chases, but news that matters. News that will affect your wallet and your life. Dave and Amy, every weekday, 6 till 9, on News and Information 570 KLIF.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We have another guest that has something interesting if you do a lot of texting. His name is Greg Smith. Upon taking his position as president and CEO of AccuData Technologies in 2002, Greg Smith reorganized the company to meet the ever-changing marketplace and pursued an aggressive business strategy to diversify and expand the company's services. Under his direct guidance, AccuData built its network from the ground up, transforming the company from a single service provider to the leading source of multiple data validation technologies and a premier access hub for validating information associated with telephone numbers for business and consumers across the globe. And we're going to talk more specifically about how they do that. Greg, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be here today.
Well, it's an interesting company because you have more business to business, but you also have business to consumer, too. But how does a former world champion West Point wrestler get into the technology field?
Great question. Just really pure luck. So my last assignment in the Army was as an instructor at West Point, and I was involved with the wrestling team.
You were instructing wrestling?
Uh-huh, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so the whole student body, all the males, took a wrestling as one of their physical education courses. So I taught wrestling and close quarters combat and nasty stuff like that. But at the end of that assignment, I'd been 11 years active duty. I decided I was going to move on. I got an MBA at night while I was there as an instructor, and decided to get out. And in looking around, I really had no clue what I was going to do. Now, my self-esteem was, I can do anything. And so what are you going to do? And so I did the typical send out the letters, send out the resumes, and I ran across some folks that I knew from family that were in the telecommunications business. And so I said, well, what the heck? Let's give it a try. And so I interviewed with this company and went to work in the telecommunications business after 11 years of active duty in the Army. And, of course, everybody said, well, in the Army, were you in the Signal Corps? Were you in the computer systems? Were you in? No, my last assignment was teaching wrestling. Okay, well, there's a giant leap. But it was fabulous because, you know, starting off in the sales side, you could use your enthusiasm and excitement about the product as you continue to learn the product and learn sales techniques. And luckily, I had some really great mentors in the earlier days. And that's what started. And I've been in the high-tech telecommunications business now since then. That was 1980.
Well, sometimes we don't know what we're looking for, and it just kind of jumps out in front of us. What's interesting about your company, we're going to talk about the app that you have in a few moments, but for all intents and purposes, and I'm going to see if I can explain this as best I can because okay. I'm not a techie, but what you do is you help validate phone numbers. I get a call, and I believe on the website, and by the way, if you'd like to go to the website to really help understand what this is all about, you can go to AccuDataTech.com. A lot of telephone companies do business with you. A lot of companies do business with you so that when they call somebody, it gives them the actual phone number, the name of the person, the name of the company, because a lot of telephone companies don't subscribe to all this, and sometimes you'll get something like private or block call. Is that correct?
Right, yes.
How does that work? How do you do that?
It's in that particular scenario, it's a little bit complicated. A lot of people don't understand. They assume when you get a name with the phone call, caller ID, that name comes with the phone call. It does not. An example would be, for example, an AT&T home phone user calling a Verizon home phone user, and the call comes in. Well, Verizon provides that ringing to that telephone, but they don't know the name associated with that phone number, so they have to go and get it, and they have to go to AT&T or some other source and find the name that's associated with that phone number, and therefore they can put the name on the phone so you get caller ID. It's one of the reasons why as a subscriber to caller ID with a name that you don't get it till like at the end of the second ring or the end of the first ring. A ring is about 6 seconds long. Why do I know stuff like that? Because I'm in the business. And so the name is presented to you a little bit delayed because we're actually searching the database to find the name and find out what telephone company has the name stored, because it's not one big massive database. There's almost 18 different databases, all that are disparate.
And not all telephone companies subscribe to all those databases.
That's correct. That's correct. And it's one of the things from the Accudata business side of it that we provide to small phone companies and VoIP, voice over internet phone companies, is the ability for us to go gather that name for them without them having to invest heavily in the very expensive, very complicated technology that it takes that we have in place in order to go and do that. We have to, as soon as that phone number comes to us, we have to take the 10 digits. We have to do a search and say, which database is that in? And we go and get it. And we did a recent study, and the average turnaround time for us is 0.7 seconds.
That
total.
Is quick.
Right.
That's extremely quick.
Because you got people waiting on the other end of the line to answer the phone or look for a name. So it's
correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe I saw on your website, which again is AccuDataTech.com, and I would definitely go there and take a look at what they have. It's interesting in looking at that, but you are the only non-telephone company that has access to all these databases. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're a privately held company, and all of the others that do things like we do are either actual telephone companies like AT&T or Verizon, or they are derivatives of a telephone company. They were in the telephone business, and then they got into this business, but they're still loosely associated and in many cases regulated, which we're not.
I'm in the habit occasionally of using *67. Mm-hmm. I'll make calls from phones, and I don't want them knowing that's the number I'm calling back, because sometimes people save that and call me back, and I wouldn't be there.
Right.
But I have found that when I've used that occasionally, that people still know what my phone number was. So my guess is they're using a system similar to yours to find out who I am and where I'm calling from.
Well, in that scenario, there's what we call a privacy indicator, and we respect that. So we won't send a name, but that doesn't preclude all the time from the actual number arriving.
And that's what they're saying to me. Is this your number? Because they repeat back to me, and I know that's not.
Yes.
So when I want to make sure my number is correct, I'll use my cell number, which I know they're always going to get. They'll always catch me.
Right.
But you're the company that handles all this different data on there, and you're selling it to other companies and or telephone companies?
Yes, and we have market research companies that are interested in us. We have it's kind of interesting. We have online lead generation companies, for example, companies that have websites where you can go research to buy a new car. You're interested in a Volkswagen Passat, and you fill out the form. Well, that company who sponsors that link sells that link to the local dealers, and if the information isn't correct, then they have to do an administrative correction. And they found that for the few cents that we charge to validate the phone number that's put in there, it's well worth it in the long run administratively. So as the end user is filling out that form, as soon as they hit send, that company sends a 10-digit telephone number to us, and we go, yeah, that's right, and that belongs to Greg Smith, and it's okay. And so they know that it'll work rather than some kid fooling around and putting in 999-999-999. They don't know because it's all, you know, it's all technology. They don't have someone looking at it, but they'll send it to us, and we'll send back to them very quickly that 999-9999 is not going to get it.
And if nothing else, by doing this and validating for those few cents that you mentioned per number, it's increasing the customer service that they have selling that to the automobile dealership to Absolutely. Make sure that is correct.
Absolutely.
So they trust them more for that.
Absolutely.
We are speaking with Greg Smith. Greg is the president and CEO of AccuData Technologies. And if you go to his website, there is, I believe, a video on your website
Yes.
that it, with you showing exactly how this works.
Yes.
And I think this is absolutely amazing. If you're a company that needs to validate information coming in through the telephone lines, I would definitely check out AccuDataTech.com. Again, we're speaking with Greg Smith. He's the CEO of AccuData Technologies. We're going to speak more with Greg about an app he has that actually will let you know who is calling you, caller ID, verbally telling you that. We're going to talk about that when we come back. My name is Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Stay with us. Back after this.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
To everyone we love.
To my very best clients.
Throughout the year, there are so many people you don't get to tell how you feel.
We're thinking of you.
Just wanted you to know.
Whether they're customers, family, or friends, there's no easier way to share how you feel than with personalized holiday cards from Vistaprint.
Just wanted you to know.
Just visit Vistaprint.com on your PC or mobile phone, pick a look you love, upload your photos or logo, and add your unique message.
I just wanted you to know that I miss you. I just wanted you to know that I wish you the best holiday.
It's a great way to share how you feel, and right now it's more affordable than ever. Just visit Vistaprint.com today, click on the link in the upper right corner, type in promo code 5454, and we'll give you 50% off all your cards and ship them to you for free. That's 50% off and free shipping, only at Vistaprint.com with promo code 5454.
We have Lars Staberg, General Manager of Lowry's, the Prime Rib, with us. Lars, what's new at Lowry's?
Steve, we want to invite your listeners to the new patio at Lowry's. Chef Matt has created a special patio menu, and we're serving craft beers, wine, and specialty cocktails.
What if I want a prime rib dinner?
Of course, the full dinner menu is always available. So join us outside for lunch, dinner, or happy hour from 4:30 to 6:30. Mention you heard us on Playmakers, and Chef Matt will send something special to your party.
Sounds great, Lars. See you on the patio at Lowry's, the Prime Rib.
All aboard for the Trains at North Park, presented by Bank of Texas, the most elaborate miniature toy train exhibit this holiday season. See cityscapes with hot air balloons in Albuquerque, the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge in Dallas, and New York City's Union Station. Open daily, the exhibit rolls from November 23rd through January 5th at North Park Center on Level 2. Tickets are just $6 for adults and $3 for children. Proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
KLIF News and Information, still at 570 AM
and also at 96.3 FM HD2.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We have been and will continue to speak with Greg Smith. He is the President and CEO of AccuData Technologies, and we're speaking about telephone numbers and information associated with that, and it can tie in with a smartphone, it can tie in with your home phone, let you know exactly who is calling if you're getting a lot of numbers blocked. But I also understand you have a lot of, in reading, 13 patents with 20 pending, so you've been doing a lot of work in the telephone business.
Yes, we got another one issued last week, which is great.
Well, one of the things that you have developed, which is more the consumer product, is something called Privus Mobile. And for those listening, if you'd like to, go to privusmobile.com, and it's an interesting app. Tell us about what that app does and why it's so beneficial, especially when people are driving.
Sure. Now, let me back up just for a second and tell you how we got there. First of all, the name Privus Mobile, is Latin, and it's the derivative for private or privacy. And so what we say is people that use Privus Mobile, they ensure their privacy. It's like someone knocking on your door. Do you look through the peephole? Well, in this case, someone's calling you. Do you want to know who it is? Yes, the answer is yes. So you can ensure your privacy, and you can call them back at your convenience. And there's other pieces of that. And then we'd like the privileged ID. Only the privileged get to have this, even though it's very inexpensive.
Well, if nothing else, Privus is something different enough that something people will remember.
Yes, and we also wanted a name that would work internationally. So you've heard stories of cars that are named something that means something
Nova,
really bad.
Nova in Mexico, yes.
Yeah, so we said let's find something that has universal use and capability. So, you know, basically with we already talked about our caller ID capability with looking up telephone numbers, and we'd been frustrated inside the company for years with cell phones and not getting the names of callers if they're not in your contact list. And we knew more and more people were dropping landlines and going, you know, just to cell phones without realizing that they were going to lose caller ID, the name of the person calling them, if they weren't in their contact list. And so we said, you know, is there something we can do about that? And we played with it for a while. And finally, Monica Martino, my CTO, came up to me and said, I think I can make something like that happen. And I went, okay. And we have a very creative organization. They're always coming up with wonderful ideas of things to do. And most of the time as a CEO, I say, no, not that one. We try and stick to our knitting, if you would. And so I want them to focus on things that are associated with the databases and the telephone numbers. And I said, this one would be fabulous. And so she went off and worked with our tech guys and spent about 3 or 4 months and came into my office one day. And she said, pick up your cell phone and call this number. And she had a cell phone in her hand and it rang and Greg Smith popped up on that phone. And I said, wow, that's pretty great. And so that was the basic launching of the fact that we can do this. We can have caller ID on cell phones. And so we built upon that, and it's pretty complicated because there's so many different phone operating systems. You have your Apple iOS, you have Android, you have Windows Mobile with Microsoft, and some of those. And each application has to be rewritten to meet the operating systems of the different cell phones. Android is the most popular.
So it is available for the different systems.
It is, and the best functioning right now is Android, and the reason it's the best functioning is because Google wrote Android, so it was very user friendly, and we can get the information from the phone we need to do to work. It works on the iPhone, on the Apple phone, the user has to enter the phone number to find out who's calling them, but on the Android, it just automatically gives you the name of who's calling, and that led us into other developments, that being text. And we said, gee, the number's coming into the phone already and we're doing a carrier agnostic, and by carrier agnostic, I mean it doesn't have to be an AT&T phone or a T-Mobile phone or a Sprint phone. This is really doesn't matter what the carrier is. It'll still work. So in an Android phone, when the call comes in or the text comes in, we actually grab that telephone number, launch it to our services, and do the same caller ID lookup that we talked about before, and deliver the name very quickly so it displays on the phone. And then we offer the ability for them to save it in their contact.
So I normally on my cell phone, when a call comes in, a number shows up.
Yes.
So what you're telling me now, even if that person is not in my database, I will still get a name associated
with
that.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah, that's correct. And it's the same kind of speed as we were talking about before. So it's
almost immediate as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, it's, you know, one or two rings and you got. Sometimes if I answer it too fast, I don't get it. But I normally, of course, I know how it works. So I sit and I look at it and I go, okay. Oh, that is somebody I need to talk to.
Normally, all I'm looking for is your area code. I know if it's an area code in Utah or South Dakota, it's probably not something that's coming in that I want to be talking to.
Yeah, exactly. So, and one of the most exciting things about this, and we've done a lot of writing and talking and publications on safe driving. And so you can see there's lots of different applications. I enjoy, frankly, having it when I'm sitting at home. If I'm watching TV at night and my cell phone's sitting there and a text comes in, it gives me the name. And if it's somebody I don't need to respond to it, I don't even pick it up. I can worry about it later. It was something I was just expecting an answer. And I go, okay, I got my answer, but I don't have to even bother with it. But while you're driving, you know, we're big advocates of not texting and driving. Frankly, we've done some studies that anything associated with a cell phone with your driving can be hazardous. For example, a call comes in. If you pick up that phone to look at it, you spend a few seconds looking at it, and it takes a while for that. Your car's really moving down the road, maybe a whole football length. Same thing with the text. If a text comes in, we do the same thing. We announce the call. So that if you're driving, you know who the text is from, you can make a decision. If it's important, you can pull over at the next convenient place and respond to it. So whether it's a call coming into you or a text coming into you, you're going to know who it is and you can handle it.
So it verbally announces the call in addition to that.
It does.
Correct?
Yes, it does.
You need to go to Privus, P-R-I-V-U-S, mobile.com. You need to go to that website and take a look at a couple of videos on there. One of them, first one says avoid texting and driving with Privus Mobile, and has the eyes. You can see how the eyes come away and shows a football field. But there's also poor Jason, poor Lauren, and poor Coach Ted when they didn't receive their text.
Yes.
And it's very interesting. You've done a wonderful job of promoting this. Is this something that's being widely accepted, or is it still relatively new?
We have hundreds of thousands of users, not, you know, hundreds of millions yet. So the word is getting out there. It's funny, every time I talk to somebody about it, they say, oh, gee, I didn't know that was available. So I'm not doing as good a job marketing as I should. And it's to consumers. So we have a wholly owned subsidiary, which is called IDU LLC.
Great name.
It is a great name. And that's the to the consumer business. And we have this application on the different application stores. It's on the Apple Store. It's on Google's Play Store. And we have a couple of the carriers that are actually preloading that on their phones now. So all the end user needs to do is activate it and make it work. So it's growing in popularity. We're very excited about it. And people that have it Just love it.
I would think the National, was it Traffic and Safety Association, whatever they are, that would want to sponsor this too, because it helps keeps people's eyes on the road.
Correct.
And that's what they're looking for, to reduce accidents.
Yes, correct.
And they're saying that's even worse than drunk driving to a large extent.
Right.
Because your eyes are off the road so often. That is for the consumers. Matter of fact, you sold me. And once I tell my son about it, he'll think he died and went to heaven. Question for you now. If that person's name is in my database already,
yes,
the name's going to pop up on my phone.
Yes.
So does what you're doing interfere with that or not?
No. It still allows that to happen, but we still voice announce it.
Got it.
So we still know what that name is going to be popped up, and we still speak the name.
That's on your consumer side. Going back to AccuData Technologies, working with the by helping companies understand what those phone numbers are and all the information, who is your ideal client? Who are you selling to?
It's fairly diverse. You know, some of it is these small phone companies that are trying to do caller ID, but we also have market research firms. We have some telemarketing firms that want to know if the phone numbers that they're trying to call are any good. And we have a wonderful service called Active Telephone Number. It's very simple. And we literally process millions of calls a day through our systems. And we have, because we have access to so many different databases, we can get a phone number, and within, you know, milliseconds, we can find out if that number is any good or not. And they don't have to waste their time doing it. I know people don't like telemarketing, but nonetheless, it helps the telemarketing firms and market research firms call out those numbers that are no longer active. And as more people move to just their cell phones and they're dropping landlines, there's a lot of telephone numbers that are becoming deactivated these days.
There's a number of times where I've gone to some searches, white pages, to find out who that number is.
Yes.
or what the phone number is I'm looking for, and I can't find it. Your service does a lot more than they do in making sure I know exactly who's coming into my phone.
Yes, 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 yes.
And it helps tremendously, because when I get a call, as most of us do these days, that's the first place we look. Greg, thank you very much for being with us in Playmakers Talk Show.
Steve, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Greg Smithy is the president and CEO of AccuData Technologies, and you need to check both his websites out, which is AccuDataTech.com, also Privus Mobile for the mobile app, and you'll enjoy looking at it and enjoy being sold on it, and then go ahead and get it. My name is Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Join us again next week, and please go to our website, which is PlaymakersTalkShow.com. You can check out our guests, our previous guests, and also on the archive, you can see or listen to the previous shows. Talk to you next week. I'm Steve Klein.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
570 AM KLIF.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your quantum leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service?
To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of eight key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
News and information, 570 AM.
96.3 FM HD2. KLIF Dallas. KSES FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.